Blog Talk Radio.
The girl of your dreams has got to be in some bar.
Sorry, boys and girls, but this is X-rated. So if you're under 18...
Get out, goddammit!
Get the point.
Good.
Enough!
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
Charge it up.
Yeah, I didn't do all that shit, though, man. Man, that was hot than a motherfucker, wasn't it? Shit, I think. I would have to go to the gas station to fill her up and just park in the backyard and have to sleep in that motherfucker. I know it was hot as hell.
Man, that shit felt like the fucking caveman days.
I say shit,
I'd have to pull that motherfucker out of the... Huh? Did you find some romance out of the no power thing?
We got our quality time, man.
But the kids wasn't want to play fucking games by candlelight. I'm like, man. God damn.
Hey.
But it was cool.
You trying to play hide and seek. They talking about now.
Right, let's play some sorry.
Let's play Scrabble.
We about to play life.
Right. Go ahead.
Go find something to do.
Right.
Shit. Well, she got that.
First rule in life, get you some business.
Yeah, no, quick. Some quick business.
All right. So, what's been going on, man? I mean, I've seen you post that video up, man. I mean, normally we don't usually get into shit like that, but that was just cold-blooded shit.
That shit wasn't even called for, man. I hope they catch that motherfucker, man, for real.
Man,
the shit he did wasn't even called for. I mean, you could hit her one time, knock her down, but this motherfucker kept hitting her. I mean, he was drilling her.
Well, for anybody that don't know, I mean, we seen a home invasion. A nanny cam she had? Just happened to have a nanny cam on, and this guy, African American descent, and this woman, Caucasian descent. I mean, he went, and when I say he beat her, he beat her. He beat her bad. I mean, he beat her. And it was just a senseless act of violence. She wasn't trying to move. She wasn't trying to do nothing. I mean, he was just hitting her.
What the hell was that?
Somebody got a kid?
Yeah, that's my son. I'm on the porch. He's out here with me.
Oh, okay. Like, what the fuck going on? They tapping us, man. They tapping us. CIA, FBI.
No, is this video on the site?
No, I haven't put it on the site yet. I'll throw it on there, though, if you want to go check it out. I got Superman on the site, too, so I can go watch that. The Man of Steel.
But, so, okay, which leads me to my question. I mean,
hold on a second, man. What's happening, Janine?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, David.
Hey, what's going on?
She getting worse by the week, ain't she?
Oh.
She's usually slides in. Now she just come in, sat there, and then like David Ruffin coming in and drop a camera.
I'm David Ruffin. Y'all don't have no Fair City show without me. This is Janae and Fair City Radio.
Damn. I get second like a hug.
Ain't nobody came to see you, Father Time.
I'll just mess with y'all. I didn't even realize what time it was.
Well, better late than never.
Don't bullshit me.
You knew what time it was.
No, I did not.
What was your question, man?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Like I was saying, man, like, okay, the dude, he did that strictly out of intimidation. He seen the fear in her, and you know, and he took it too far, which, like I said, which leads me to my question is, like, in relationships, I mean, how do y'all deal with, I mean, situations where intimidation is the key? I mean, like, you with a man, or you got a friend that's with a man, and y'all know that he's, like really, like, he physically intimidates her. I mean, have anybody ever been in that situation where a man just physically intimidates, or tries to physically intimidate you constantly?
I think so.
I guess. In that situation, what does the romance come in at? Because if he's constantly physically trying to intimidate you, what do the romance come in at? I mean, what do the love come in at?
Because, I mean, it's the same thing, like, I guess when you're in any type of abusive relationship, they have their good times and they have their bad times. I don't think they always intimidating, or they're always, you know, fighting the other person, things like that. You know, they always come back apologizing, I'm sorry, this and that, you know, then they start doing things for you, but then it always comes back to the same thing. I mean, it just takes that woman to decide when she's ready to leave. Or man, because it happens to them too.
Yeah, it does, but let's be honest. I mean, out of 100%, I mean, you probably, 10, 15, 20% tops with men that's being abused. if that much. But women, because I'm looking at the video, it's like, the more frightened she seemed, the harder he started hitting her, the more he just got to, you know. Then, I mean, I didn't see the situation. I didn't see the situation where people didn't, like, you know, when and they, like, I've seen a situation where a man didn't hit a woman. I mean, they smacked a woman, and she curled, like, please stop. And it's like, soon as she curled, like, please stop, that's when, oh, okay, bitch, plow, 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 plow. But then I seen that same person do that to another woman, and she turned around and clocked his ass back, and they was just banging. And all that, just beating her the way that he did the other one, he didn't do that. So it was like, that's why I said a lot of people feed off intimidation.
Well, that was the whole point. They were feeding off their fear. And when they see that person is not afraid of them, it's not to say that they back down all the time, but I think, you know, sometimes they feel like, oh, well, shit, I ain't fucking with her. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
That bitch, then all of a sudden, we fucking crazy. That bitch crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been called a crazy bitch a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you started with me. What the fuck you mean I'm a crazy bitch? Well, I was in that situation before where, you know, so that person would try to, like, and the first couple of times, I have to admit, it worked. I was scared, you know what I'm saying? But then it was like, I started realizing I didn't do nothing to deserve that. So, you know what I'm saying, I started fighting back. And then after I started fighting back, motherfuckers, you know, it was kind of like the intimidation didn't happen as often. But when we would get into it, it was like a rumble. Like, motherfucker, you know, you got 100 motherfucking pounds or more on me. You know what I'm saying? You got 2 feet on me. But you're going to sit up here and really fight me just because I'm not scared of you anymore. That shit was crazy.
No, Mama, what you think, dog?
I ain't never been in that situation. I don't try to intimidate people. You know, whether I'm with, you know, whoever it is, male or female. I just try to get along with everybody. That's the best way. I'm trying to put the damn video on site.
Well, I mean, I understand it. I mean, you know, I mean, we try, but, I mean, it's just, I don't know, man. That video really kind of took me. I was like, damn, that was really fucked up.
It was.
I mean, like, God damn, man. He was beating this woman in front of her 3-year-old daughter. And it was like, wow, man, shit.
It was not called for.
Right. I mean,
like I said,
when he walked in, and like you said, when he hit her the first time, she wasn't about to move. But he seen
what,
that
what
spirit.
What was this at? What is y'all seeing
video at? It was in New Jersey, I believe. It was in New Jersey. It was a home invasion. Black guy was trying to break in. Well, he did break in. It was a white woman. And, you know, when she seen him coming, when I say he KO'd her, he KO'd her. And, I mean, he just constantly fly, just beating her.
Oh, so this is not somebody she knew?
No,
she didn't know
him. Oh, so he had broke into her house.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, but was he high? I mean, we don't know none of them details.
That's what I'm saying.
Right?
He could have been on drugs or anything.
But
he was probably fucked up.
Yeah, but it just made me think, like, when I seen it, like, damn. I mean, because it's like, that was a home invasion.
Mm-hmm.
But my thing was, I've actually seen, you know, I've actually seen situations where a man didn't did their girlfriends like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, their wife, you know, it's like, you know, God damn. I mean, this motherfucker, I mean, he fought her like he was fighting a man on the street, and he was fighting for his life.
Yeah.
This wasn't no.
That shit was uncalled
for. Some people thrive off of that, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit, that's their adrenaline. You know what I mean? They see that if, you know, they got somebody shook, and that excites them. So it ain't even about the person no more. It's about the feeling that they get from, you know what I mean, from beating people up. And it wouldn't have made no difference if she was, you know what I'm saying, trying to fight back or if she wasn't. He probably just was getting the, you know what I'm saying, his shits and giggles out of whooping the shit out of. I don't have to see the video.
I'm working on it.
Yeah, I don't need to see it. I've seen all that shit growing up.
It's
firsthand.
I don't know. This one was pretty bad. I mean,
no,
this one.
You know what?
I know how people think when they say, oh, that the woman, you know, he was beating on her. There's variations of being beat. You know what I'm saying? When I say he beat my mother, he beat my mother. It wasn't like you slapping somebody, you slap your woman, or you choke her and something, and then you done. I'm talking about you punching her in her face, or you throwing her head into the wall. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's, you know, and I know it's different variations, so that's why I say, you know, been there, seen that. Saying that many a time, and you would think that people, especially if this is your wife or woman or something like that, that some type of inkling would come, you know, creep in and be like, you hurting this person. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, you would think that.
But it don't. It do not whatsoever.
Get out of, you know, just get a thrill out of knowing that they're hurting someone. and that shit, that's it. I said it didn't even make a difference who it was or why they were beating up on them. It was just, you know, adrenaline kicked in and shit started feeling good.
Well, that shit was crazy.
Well, shit. I always got my knife at me, so I'm going to stab somebody. Somebody getting the back. You know, that was never one of my gifts for Christmas.
Hell no. Man, I know that.
No knife sets for me.
I can feel you on that.
Man, this world is fucked up.
So I used to have a booth at the Peddler's Mall, and we carried collector's knives, and one time we got a hold of a battle axe. And I'm wondering, you know what I'm saying, who the fuck is going to buy this battle axe? I'm kind of like wondering why do we invest in this and expect somebody to buy it? But somebody bought it. And I just want to know, like, they ordered it online and we shipped it to them or whatever. But I want to know why this person wanted the battle axe. I wanted to see the person. I wonder what kind of a person buys a battle axe. And what was, like, did they just collect or...
What was it?
A battle axe. It's got this particular one. It had an axe blade on one end and like a just like a sharp edge on the other end.
Mhm. So a lot of people collect knives and different types of weapons.
Oh, that's all it was.
Well, I don't know. I'm looking for the video, right? I'd have ran across another video. These motherfuckers are crazy. Four dudes break in the house. Right? They got guns and shit. They break in the house. It's three dudes in the house that they break into. So they tie these motherfuckers up and then rape them.
Raping dudes?
The dudes that broke in the house raped the dudes that was in the house.
Oh my god.
Tied them up and raped them. Dude, this shit is crazy to the motherfucker, man.
People crazy.
Yes, they are. Crazy as hell. But check this out, y'all. I got this song on here. I want y'all to check this song out. I really, really like this song. I never heard it before.
Uh-huh.
You know, I was fucking around, and it popped up, right? And I'm like, damn, this is a nice-ass song. Tell me what y'all, I don't know who made it. I have no clue on who made it. But tell me what y'all think about this song. I like this motherfucker.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all like that song?
Nope.
Damn. Nobody like the song?
Song was horrible.
What was they even talking about?
I know.
What? What the fuck was they even saying?
That sounded like a song back in the '80s or something.
That's why he liked it. Man, that song was horrible, dog.
Fuck all y'all.
Oh my goodness.
No, seriously, that song was. What the fuck was they talking about?
I like that
motherfucker,
man.
You like it, okay.
I'm gonna bump that bitch.
Explain to me what the hell they was talking about.
I don't know.
Seriously?
I just like the beat.
Well, that sounds like some shit Atlantic Star made or some shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got excused me. I'm fighting the cold.
That wasn't a hit.
Yeah, no, that was a miss.
Right.
I can't tweet that. I got to delete that.
Man, that was fucking horrible.
You
still
deleted it, huh?
Yeah, that just wasn't what it do, man.
Well, here at Sin City, we make hits or we diss hits. Nobody like that one, so we won't play that one no more.
No, please. Please.
I would like to know who that was, though.
I don't know who it was. I have no clue. That motherfucker just popped up. I said, hey, let me download this motherfucker. I thought the beat was nice. You know that old, you know that if you smoke weed, that's one of those, if you smoke weed, you know, five the blunt, sit back and listen
to
that shit.
No, it's not. No, it wasn't. No. I would not smoke
that
weed.
That is?
No. Mm-mm.
How you thought that was a weed smoking song?
It just seemed like a song motherfucker smoke weed listen to.
Nah, I know that much. I don't even smoke weed. I know motherfucker ain't. They be like, man, turn that shit on. Blow my high.
I'm going to drink a 40 to it. Oh, that ass.
See, that's what you see. That's what shit you probably doing a running man and all that shit behind it.
Shit, I'm going to bump that shit in the truck.
Man, the next one will put you out that truck quick. Get the fuck out.
Shit. Man, I almost got in a fight yesterday, y'all. Straight up with white dude, man. He older than me. You know how when you're going down, you know, you rolling down the street, right?
Man.
And, you know, my street, you know, it's all driveways, right? On each side of the street, right? So he slowed down. So I'm thinking he turned into the driveway, you know, on that side of the street, right? So I was going to whip around him, and he turned into the driveway on the opposite side of the street, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I stopped in time. I didn't hit him or nothing like that. This motherfucker jumped up out of his shit and started walking toward my truck, right? So I jumped out my shit. Like, man, you better get your ass back in your truck. You know what I mean? He's like, well, you know, this is the third time somebody does. I don't know if it's you. I'm like, man, you better get back in your truck, man, for real. Because I don't know you and you don't know me. You know what I mean? He stayed three houses down. So every time, you know, ever since yesterday, I go past his house, I stare. You know, he'd be sitting out there. I stare like today. You know, I stared at him, drove past, stared at him. You know, he took down my license plate. What you going to do? I ain't break no law. I don't care about you having my license plate. You know where I live. Asshole. That shit pissed me off, man. Motherfucker jumped out his shit like he was finna do something.
He got in your car.
Man, you better get back in your truck.
That go back to what I said, that intimidation factor. If I thought he could intimidate you, if I jump out the truck, he might get scared.
Shit. I jumped out too. What you want to do? Get your ass, man. You better get back in your truck. You know, and then you want to talk calmly. Well, you know, this is the third time. You know, I don't know if it's you doing it or not, but, you know, somebody can going to get hurt. Like, man, you better get back in your truck, man. You know, I ain't the one. I don't know if you thought I was a woman driving or something. That motherfucker jumped out of his truck like he was going to come handle some business.
First of all, why are you turning like you about to make a right turn anyway?
Right.
I hate when people do that. I hate when people do that. They got to turn all the way that way to do a left turn. Why are you turning that way? It made it look like you was turning right.
Exactly. So I'm going to go around you. What the hell am I going to wait for you to pull in your driveway for?
Exactly.
I'm going to go around you. You all the way on this side of the street, damn near on the curve, to make a left turn. What the fuck? Look like you're parking to me.
Well, I don't have no patience driving, so this old woman, I cussed her out. She old, and you on your cell phone. You need to go sit down somewhere. Driving 2 miles an hour.
Oh, I can't stand that shit. Oh, I can't stand that shit. We was out today and this lady was driving like Miss Daisy. I mean, it's a 40, man. She doing like 25, and it's a one way. You know, you can't pass. Man, I was hot. I was hot like a half a mile, man. We doing 25 and a 40. I was hot as hell. I was mad than a motherfucker. I was trying to go around her. That shit pissed me off. I guess
yeah.
I got road rage. I got road rage till it snow. When it snow, I slow down in the snow.
What if he had fought you, dog?
Shit, we'd have been two old ass motherfuckers fighting in the middle of the street. He was older than me. And I tore his old ass up, man. Fucking with me.
Mm-hmm.
We'd be battling every day because he only stayed three houses down. Take down my license plate. I don't give a fuck. Going down the street with that motherfucker said, I got you. 069. I say KAX, motherfucker. That's the plate number. Nah, write it down. Take a picture. Some of a bitch. Piss me off. I'm going to repeat my license plate back to me. I know what my plate is. 069-KAX, motherfucker. Nah. I can't stand them motherfuckers, man. I got to drink a bit of that, man.
Well, can intimidation also be... like when women make threats all the time, but don't go through with it.
That's intimidation.
That's if the man really cares. I mean,
yeah,
he really don't give a fuck. But I'm just saying, like, you know, when they always threatening either to leave or threatening to, oh, I'm going to take the kids or threatening to, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. That's a form of intimidation.
I'm going to leave you with nothing. I'm taking the house. If you leave me or something, you know.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, because you got a lot of men. You got a lot of men that actually, I mean, they're miserable. They don't want to be there, this, that, and the other, but it's the first thing they holler. Motherfucker, you know, or I ain't going to say they don't want to be there, but they want to do different things. They want to, you know, say, for instance, he may want to buy a new car. He might want to, well, motherfucker, you do this, I'm leaving, and I'm taking the kids, and I'm putting you out, and this, that, and other. Yeah, I done seen that, too. I done seen motherfuckers been sat there. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to even lie. My early years, hey, when I was struck out on my own, my early years, motherfucker held that over my head. Motherfucker held that over my head. Well, you can leave. The house in my name. You can leave. Really?
You know, man, when I first got put out, I said, I'd never put myself in that situation. I'll never, ever give a woman that much power over me again. That day you helped me move.
But see, we do that, but y'all act like we supposed to not, we not supposed to do that.
You said what?
You mean?
I ain't understanding that.
I mean, just like you said, because it has happened to you, you try, you know, in the future, you said you were never going to do that again, you know, having the woman have, you know, own everything, basically. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
But as
I'll
women,
definitely give her a chance
women,
to say,
well,
get out.
But I understand that. But as women, when we do that, we're wrong. Because it's like we're not giving y'all a chance. Because, oh, now this is a new man. Well, you shouldn't be like that. You know, I'm a new guy. How you going to treat me because of how somebody else treated you?
Which is only right.
I think you're comparing apples and oranges.
No, I'm not.
Hold on now. That's just like if you say, okay, I mean, I'm not saying like, okay, like pretty much just like Father Time said. I mean, I said I wasn't going to ever put myself in that predicament, but in order for me not to put myself in that predicament, that means I made myself stronger, but I wasn't being vindictive about it. Whereas you, I'm not saying you per se, but a lot of women, it's like, oh, okay, motherfucker, this is my house, and these my rules, because a motherfucker did this to me. No, I'm not. We're not being vindictive and evil about it. We just know, like, hey, I know that I'm not going to ever get caught in this situation again. And, I mean, y'all can say the same thing, but at the same time, y'all look at it a whole entirely different way. It's like,
That is not true. I can't talk for all women. All I'm saying is, if that situation happens to me, and then in the future I decide I'm not ever going to be in a situation where a man has to take care of me, not to say that I'm throwing it in his face, not to say, you know, that I'm being vindictive. It's just that when I buy my house, my name going to be on it because you can't kick me out.
And if that's the situation, then our name should be on it.
That's fine.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. I mean, if me and you, if our name on it, then we good. Then that argument is not going to even be a factor. That argument is not going to even come up. But if it's just you talking about, well, I've been through this and I ain't going through this no more, so I'm putting my name going on here. Wait a minute, hold on. Just your name? Well, hell, if just your name going on here, I need to get the fuck away from you. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's be realistic.
Men don't put women out anyway. Women usually leave, whereas women are always putting the man out. And that's real.
I mean, dog, how many women have you ever put out of your house? I mean, how many times have you said, hey, you know what, get your shit, get the fuck out my house?
I mean, I've seen it a couple of times, but I ain't going to say.
It happens more often
the other way. You're right, but I have seen it a couple of times.
Yeah, I mean, I've done it once. I remember doing it once, but shit, motherfucker cheated on me. So I mean, you get your shit and you go. But not just random arguments. You can get your shit. No, see that's that thing when a motherfucker feel like they can just, you know, hold that shit over you, man. That's why I say, man, it's like, oh, I can't stand it. If you want to get rid of me, that's the best way to do it.
I don't know. So I guess when women leave, how do y'all look at that? That's my question. Because, like you said, men tend to stay and will basically go through that shit. But why? I don't understand it. So how do y'all look at it?
I guess on both perspectives,
I guess I'm trying to see. How do you feel about the woman who leaves? And how do y'all feel as the man having to go through that?
I'm going to tell you the real answer.
Okay.
Most men go through that shit because they don't got nowhere to go at that particular point in time. That's why they put up with it. Soon as they find some place to roll, they out.
But what if that's not it? What if, I mean, I understand
that's
the
truth.
One point.
That's the,
but what,
that's the
but what
girl
if
she gonna get?
They really love that person?
There's so much love in the world. You can only love a motherfucker so much. I mean, if they continuously beating you down all the motherfucking time, you're going to lose that love. That love is going to turn into anger. It's going to turn into hate. Because, I mean, if we argue, and every time we argue, you saying, well, you can just get the fuck out. One of these days, I'm going to get the fuck out. You get tired of hearing that shit every single day. Every time you argue. I'm not saying you argue every day. But every time you get into an argument, it's, well, just get your shit and leave. You don't want to be with me, just leave. You tired of me, just leave. Motherfucker get tired of hearing that shit all the time, and sooner or later, they go say, all right, I'm gone. Then she going to look stupid as hell.
Can I piggyback on that? Especially when a man constantly looking at you like, I ain't trying to leave. I ain't trying to leave, but
right.
You constantly telling me to leave. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, at some point, you know what? I'm not going to keep listening to this motherfucker tell me to leave. She want me to leave, I'm going to leave. And then it might not, and the thing about it is that a lot of women be like, oh, he just wanted to leave anyway. He wanted to leave all anyway. All them other times I said something, he didn't say nothing. Now all of a sudden he just want to up and leave. No, it's not the fact he just want to up and leave. It's just that final time, you just, it just hits you. And I'm going to tell you, and
you're
just
tired.
Like y'all, just like women, some things can hit you in the face like a fucking brick. And you're just like, ooh, I done finally, okay, that's it. That is it. You know what I'm saying? Like y'all always say, like, you know, like, okay, I only can take so much.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, a lot of time men feel the same way. It's like, Janine, I can't speak for every man, but it's like, I feel like this. It's hard out here. I mean, you got all the pressure of the world on you. Then it's like,
you know what they say? It's hard out here for a pimp, man.
Yeah. And it's like I don't know if women believe this or just like, fuck it, this is just something. But a motherfucker when he's around, especially his girl. He wants that to feel like that's his sanctuary. He want to feel like, okay, man, shit. Boss done got on my nerves. Baby mama's done got on my nerves. Damn kids done got on my nerves. And then here you come. And then a lot of times when we don't even know what the... I'm not saying everybody, because a lot of motherfuckers know what the fuck they done did, and they like, well, you know. But when a motherfucker sincerely don't know what the fuck he did wrong, and you constantly, yeah, whatever, motherfucker, blah, 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 you know what? I done heard this same song and dance for the last 2, 3, 4 years. I'm tired of this shit. And I'm going to tell you, the first thing...
Hold on a second, though. We got people listening. If y'all want to join the conversation, you got to push one, and we'll bring you in. All right, go ahead.
And I'm going to tell you the first thing I'm going to do. I'm going to shut down. When I shut down, I ain't going to say another motherfucking thing to you. You're going to want, want. I'm just going to look at you, all right? Did you hear me? Want. Because that's all... I'm saying that because that's all I hear. I'm like Charlie Brown. I don't hear a fucking thing you talking about. I'm wondering what time SmackDown versus Raw coming on. Damn, I wonder who the main event. Damn. That was a nice-ass duck LeBron did.
Mm.
Oh, was you fucked to me? Okay.
I ain't putting up with that shit, man. I ain't putting myself in a position to have to put up with that kind of bullshit. Fuck that.
But how do y'all feel if y'all do put up with it? Y'all been putting up with it for years and years and years, and then it's just like all of a sudden. I mean, she may feel like she's been putting up with shit too, but then all of a sudden she leaves. I mean, how do y'all feel about that? I mean, because you felt like you didn't put up with this shit all these years, and she just decided to leave.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying. You saying like, oh, all right, I'm mad at him to deal with this shit.
Yeah.
And then out of nowhere, she just said, fuck it, I don't feel like dealing with this.
Yeah, and she decides to leave.
I'm going to stalk her.
I'm going to hunt that bitch down.
I'm going to scare the fuck out of her. I'm going to be drawing on my fucking windshield. Fuck that. All the bullshit. Now you talking about you gonna leave?
Well, yeah.
And think you gonna be happy? Hell no. Your happy days is over. I'm gonna make your life miserable. As miserable as I can. Cause you done made mine miserable for the last 4 or 5 years. Now you gonna leave. And I am putting up with all this bullshit. Now you gonna leave? Fuck that. Fuck that. You can't leave with 4 flat tires.
Oh, my goodness.
That's some bullshit.
But if you know you've been doing
I will find out who she's been talking to. Somebody put a bug in her ear. I'm going to find out who it is.
And when I find her, I'm going to be hovering right over, and I'm going to tell her.
You got knocked the fuck out, man!
And then I'm going to walk off.
But see, that's just it. That's just it. I be feeling like, as a man, okay, as men and women, we look at it differently. Like, y'all looking at us as if all she do is complain, she don't want me here. I mean, whatever's going on, you know what I'm saying? I know every household different. But, you know, she's complaining. But she's talking to you about something. You feel what I'm saying? It's something that's not right. You know what I mean? So, but y'all look at it differently than we look at it. So then after a while, you feel like you've been put up, you keep putting up with her shit. She feel like you ain't been listening to her anyway and ain't been dealing with y'all's situation. But then if she try to leave, then she wrong. Because she didn't stick through it or something. That's what it seems to me. Like, because she didn't stick with it.
My thing is this. You sit there and you. I mean, if you contemplating leaving, leave. Don't keep playing me. Don't keep stringing me along like, okay, I want to leave, but then I'm not going to leave. Then everything good. Then next week I want to leave. If you want to leave, leave. Stop stringing me. I mean, because it's like, I hear what you're saying. You're saying, okay, she's telling you something. If you constantly telling me something, but then showing me something different, then, no, sometimes what you're saying will fall on deaf ears. Because it's like you saying one thing, but your reaction, your actions are showing another. I mean, don't tell me you love me, then turn around and say, I'm finna pack my shit and leave. What the fuck you tell me you love me for? I mean, you know just as well as I do. I mean, not to say that it could never, that we could never put a man to it, but you know just as well as I do. It's not going to end. We're not going to hug each other, give each other a kiss and say, all right, baby, I hope things work out for you. I hope you find out right someone. No, it's not going to end like that. I mean, come on. Thanksgiving. I mean, let's be realistic. That shit ain't ending like that. You're going to you going to be mad, I'm going to be mad, I mean, but if you ready to go, go. Don't keep sitting here telling me, then when you finally say, well, I'm like he said, you know, you up and leave, now you up and leave on some bullshit, or, you know, you didn't plan this shit out, well, I'm going to leave when he go to work and this, that, and the other, and he can't find, hopefully he don't find me, I didn't, moved all my stuff over to my in storage, and I done took off.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, then you want some, and I'm gonna say you want some bitch shit, because I mean, mm-hmm. if you want to stand that tall, stand tall. You want us to stand tall. You need to stand tall too. That's what you want to do. Just say that's what you want to do. Don't keep telling me 1 minute you want to do something, then turn around, kiss and hug, and tell me this, that, and the other. Then you turn around as soon as I walk away. Oh, I'm the fuck up out of here. As soon as he go to work, I'm gone. That's bullshit, man. That is.
I'll call off, dog. I got a feeling something ain't right today.
Hey, you know what, dog?
You stay one more day, goddammit.
And you know what, man? And I'm gonna tell you, I did, and I'm gonna tell you, dog, I did that. I pulled that move, but the reason I did it is because, hell, at the end of the night, I was sitting there with a gun in my hand, and she was sitting there with two knives, and at that point, it was like, okay, it's time to go. I'm thinking in my head, she take one more step towards me, I'm gonna shoot her. This motherfucker, I mean, the shit, I heard the knives come out the motherfucking thing like Freddy. You know that shrinking noise? Shrink? Like the noise? I heard them knives come out. I'm like, wait a minute. She didn't grab more than one, because that was a loud ass noise. That motherfucker hit that corner. That motherfucker hit that corner, thought she gonna catch me laying in that bed, and I'm standing on the other side of the bed with a fucking nine in my hand, cocked and loaded, like, you take one more step, I'm gonna blow your motherfucking head off. I can't believe you pulled a gun on me. You got a butcher knife and a meat cleaver. You talking about you can't believe I pulled a gun on you. You ain't no butcher. Fuck you got all that for? You don't work across the street at the grocery store. So, yeah, that next morning, she went to work. I went to work. I looked at my boy. I said, man, I need to leave. Let me use your car. I came back home, and I took all my shit, and I left. And I never returned. But
that was me. Shit, motherfucker, you body slammed me. Okay. And then that.
Well, your situation to me is different. When you're in an abusive relationship, you have to leave. However, you can leave. You know what I'm saying?
That's the only way, that's the only reason I feel like a motherfucker needs to do some behind-the-back sneak shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you in an abusive relationship, like you said, you need to get out of there the best way you can. Or if you feel like it's getting that volatile. And in my situation, I mean, like I said, I had a fucking gun. I had every intent on shooting her. She had every intent. My thing is this. And I believe that to this day, she says no. But I believe to this day, because she hit that corner with both them motherfuckers cocked up in the air like she was motherfucking Michael Myers or somebody. I'm like, if she'd have caught me laying in that damn bed, I believe in my heart, yes, she was going to stab me that night. It just so happened when
they deserve to die, and I hope they burn in hell.
Well, I'm going to pick on no knife and not you.
you weren't going to get close. That night, she wasn't going to get close to me to find, for me to know if she was going to use it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, when she heard that motherfucking pistol click, click, she heard that son of a bitch cock back. I can't believe you for the gun. Shut up, bitch. And I pointed that motherfucker right at her. Get out. Barricaded myself in that room. This one gets me sleep. That next morning, I'm like, you know what? Gotta go. But other than that, I can't see. I mean, I just feel like that's wrong for you just up and just, like, disappear. That's just wrong. Because then you talking about you don't want to. I mean, now, like I said, if you was in an abusive relationship, that's one thing. But if you just, I just feel like I need to get away. All right, well, you know what? Don't ever think that we will ever be friends or we will ever communicate again. If you're gonna leave that way, stay gone.
Well, okay, well, what do you do? Shit, when a motherfucker is trying to tell you what their problem is, and instead of you having any, like, that falls on deaf ears, and instead of you trying to do anything to that, you know what I'm saying, a motherfucker is telling you, this is what I need, this is what I want, this is what I would like, and asking, you know what I'm saying, what is it that you need? Same shit. And nothing goes change. Like, you get mad at me because of I'm feeling how I'm feeling instead of trying to change the situation. Well, okay, well, we're not solving anything, so what's the fucking point? Why not just leave? Why are you mad at me if I decide, okay, well,
you know what? One thing I learned over the years is that before I get to point that finger at you talking about what you ain't doing, what you not doing, I need to check myself to see what the fuck that I'm not doing.
See, Everybody always trying to point fingers.
But like I just said, I'm asking you, I'm telling you what it is that I need, and I'm also asking you what it is that you need. That means I'm not pointing the fingers. I'm not.
Hold on. I mean, you asking me what I need. I mean, ask yourself, what are you doing? I'm not saying you per se, but I believe that a person before you, if it's to that point, ask yourself, what are you doing that's so fucked up? And if you keep coming up with nothing, then come on, something wrong right there, because ain't none of us perfect.
But that's not what she's saying.
I don't know what, I mean, what you're saying, because if you... wait a minute. Janine, you like, why do everybody point the finger? What do you mean by that?
I mean, all she's saying is, she's not saying that you wrong or that she's telling you how she feels. She's not saying to you she's perfect. That's all Microphone saying like she's saying to me. She's not saying she perfect. She's not saying she don't have fault. She's telling you how she feels in this situation, in this relationship that I am in with you. And she also is communicating with you, trying to see how you're feeling about the relationship. It's not about pointing fingers on whose fault is it, whose fault is it, is it your fault, is it my fault. It's not about that. It's about communicating with each other if you're not. Not to say that you're not happy, but if you feel like the relationship is not where you want it to be.
I'm saying that, right, Junior, you're absolutely right. I'm saying that, okay, I realize there is a problem, and we're both in this situation, so we're both a part of the problem.
Really?
I'm telling you what I need, and I'm asking you what you need for us to fix this problem. And instead of you having any compassion for the situation, you get angry at me for feeling the way I feel.
Okay,
and
hold on. I mean, no, because what's the bullshit is that I hear what you're saying, but at the same time, you keep asking me, well, what do I need to do? What do you need to do? Well, I feel this way, you feel it. Well, what do I mean, you telling me what's wrong with you and you asking me what's wrong with me. I mean, that's what it sounds like to me. It's like, okay, I'm telling you what's wrong with me, but then I'm asking you at the same time. I mean, it's just like, I would feel like you just coming at me just fucked up. I ain't gonna lie to you. If you constantly, if you like, well, this is wrong in a relationship. This is wrong in a relationship. All right, you telling me what's wrong? You telling me what's wrong with me? What the fuck is wrong with you?
And that's how y'all always look at. That's why nothing ever gets accomplished because, like
because
I said,
what? Because
instead
I'm
of
supposed
you,
to, I'm
of
supposed
you
to listen
hearing,
to you all the time. Why don't you listen
no,
to me sometimes?
I'm trying to. I asked you, what the fuck is it gonna take for us to fix this?
Wait,
problem?
Okay. First of all, here's the thing. You asked me something after you done gave me this motherfucking 20-minute tirade. At this point in time, womp, womp, womp.
Well, what if it didn't go down like that? What if we were
yeah,
actually
what if
sit
it
down?
Wasn't?
What if it wasn't like that? What if I didn't just come at you just? It wouldn't matter how we approached the situation. It would not matter. I could come at you. It don't matter. I could come at you in the nicest tone. I could come at you in an angry tone. I could come at you. It doesn't matter how I come at you. All you're going to hear is this bitch finna start. That's all you're going to see.
And you know what? And I'm going to be honest with you. If you're known for doing that, then, yeah, that's what's going to go through my mind. I mean, you knowing yourself, if you could be – I mean, let's be realistic. That's just like me. I know I could be an asshole. I know I can be insensitive. I know I could. I know I got a temper. I know this shit about me. I know this shit about me, and I know I bring it to the table a lot. I know I do. I'll be the first one to admit to. But now, hold
on. We can't bring it to the table. You can bring it this way, but you can't bring it to the table.
Can I finish what I'm saying? That's just it. If you bring it to the table, that's fine. But bring it to the table knowing that your faults are there too. Don't keep bringing it to the table like everything is just always. You know what? I'm not gonna even say that all women do that, but I'm gonna tell you. And as a man, my biggest problem when it comes down to women like that. Is that you can sit here and tell me everything that's fucking wrong with me. You can tell me everything that's wrong with this relationship. But at not one point in time can you ever tell me what fucked up part you play in it.
Okay, so what if you run into a female, as rare as she might be, who is willing to say, okay, I know I fucked up in this way, that way, and the other. What can I do to fix it? See, that's what you're ignoring. I'm not coming to you like
this. I ain't ignoring a goddamn thing. I'm just saying.
But I'm saying
the way
you're saying. I'm not coming to you like it's all you, like you are the only problem in the relationship. I'm not coming to you like that. I'm coming to you, and I'm putting my shit out there, too. Now, what can we do to fix it? You're not hearing that. All you hear is I'm
there. You know what? If ain't nobody listening, then I guess it's too late. If ain't nobody going to listen to nobody, it's too late. Because if I ain't trying to listen to you and you ain't trying to listen to me, it's too late. If you keep on saying, well, I can't talk to you. I mean, a lot of times I hear people always saying, and I'm not saying you, but I hear a lot of women saying, I can't talk to him. Did you ever really try? No, because I can't talk to him. You ain't even tried.
But I just
never thought that how many of them have said it. It might be true.
You said what?
Every motherfucker body ain't lying. I'm trying to tell you.
Well, everybody ain't lying about y'all neither.
15 bitches that said, I can't pop to him.
And you know what? And it's funny that you say that because then you sit there and you listen to her tell about her past relationships and it's like, oh, that's why this motherfucker kept leaving. That's why everybody kept leaving. So you know what? You do got it. You know what? You mean with your smart ass, but you do got a legitimate point. You do got a legitimate point, but that goes both ways. Because if you sit there and you got to think about it, if you just sat there and you just well, he said he couldn't deal with this and he couldn't deal with that. And, well, he said he couldn't deal with this and he couldn't deal with that. And you're like, goddamn, couldn't nobody did. Then you start seeing it's like, okay, I see why the fuck couldn't nobody deal with it. You absolutely right, Janine. You are absolutely right. And you are you right too, Liquor Store, because everybody can't be wrong.
See, that's the point. I know how I am. I know how I am. So if somebody can come to me, people can come to me all day long and say how I am to me. That don't bother me. But it seems like for men, it bothers y'all when we do that. Y'all might know how y'all are. Y'all might know y'all do these things. But if we bring it to you, if we are the ones who bring it to you, oh, she trying to beat up on me. She trying to.
Yeah.
I know some people come at y'all fucked up. I'm not saying those people. Even when it's those that try to come at you in a nice, you know, way, after a while, if y'all don't reciprocate, it is gonna start coming out negatively. Because now she's tired. She's tired.
Go to sleep.
It ain't even 11 o'clock yet.
Well, said you're tired and you have sleep.
The first 2 years, she was like, baby, can we turn it? And she was like, God damn it, I'd have been saying this shit for 5 years. God damn it.
And
fucking
boy,
shit. Yeah, I don't get
upset. I'm just fucking with y'all. I'm just a firm believer. He who lives in glass houses shouldn't throw stones.
Who throw a stone? I don't live in no glass house.
We all live in glass houses.
I don't live in no glass house. It's steel. My house made of steel.
So you think?
Well, okay, look. Okay, look. First, I've been telling you for however long I got a problem with this. Whatever it is, it don't matter what it is. Pick whatever you want. Okay? And in the same token, you got a problem with me, but you never expressed to me that you have a problem with that. So how the fuck do I know how you feel if you don't say nothing? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm telling you what my problem is. Just because you never chose to tell me you had a problem with that, I can't read your mind no more than you can read mine. So if you got a problem with something that I'm doing, you should probably tell me. That way when I tell you I have a problem with, you don't have a fucking problem with me having a problem.
Sounds like to me, one of y'all talk too goddamn much, and one of y'all don't talk enough.
And that's what we're trying to break through.
Well, I mean,
hey, and if
once again, it's still both of y'all. It ain't just one of y'all, because evidently you talking
already.
Goddamn much, and he ain't talking enough.
Okay, so how do we fix that?
I have no idea. You just talk it out.
How can we do that when I talk too much and you don't talk enough? You
quit
see how this
so
shit
much.
Is like.
Quit talking so much and ask him to talk a little bit more.
Okay. I'm going to try that. Well, honey, can you talk to me, please?
Well,
and then you're going to be like, you know, bitch, I don't feel like talking. Come on now. Let's be realistic. Baby, can you please just talk
to me?
What? Can you talk to me? I need for you to talk to me.
If he say that, and you know what? Acknowledge the fact that you talk too much. Maybe that'll help. Acknowledge the fact that I know I talk a lot. But, baby, you don't. Acknowledge that.
I've already said that. I put my shit out there, too.
You still
not
telling
us how we fixed it.
You know what amazes me about people is that everybody swear that they talk in a calm manner. Everybody swear to say, all I said was this. Come on, it ain't what you. It, in a lot of cases, it ain't what you say. It's how you say it. Your attitude and everything can just fuck everything up. You might could be just asking a simple question, but with your eyes rolling and your hands on your hips or whatever the fuck you do, I mean, yeah, attitude goes a long way. That's just like if you talking to me and I'm sitting there rolling my eyes, well, I'm like, ugh. Hey, you're going to get mad because now you feel like I ain't paying attention to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, but if you walk up to me talking crazy to me with your eyes and stomping and then try to talk, and then you try to talk to me in a demeanor that you trying to talk down on me, then no, you're not going to get me to listen to you. Now, that's just me.
Oh, look, store. We would never win. Okay.
I know we won't. I know. It's a losing battle. It is a
even if we don't
battle.
Talk, even if we don't talk, even if he's mad at us and we just sit there looking at us like we crazy, I'm
going
to say that.
Because I know, right? It don't matter. That's why I said, no matter how we come to you, it doesn't matter if I come to you. If I come to you with a plate of food in my hand, with the nicest tone, and you gonna think you're not going to, it's not going to be taken the way we are trying to put it out there. If I come to you with an attitude, you're going to have an attitude with me. If I come to you in a calm manner, you're going to have an attitude with me. If I sit there and I don't say shit, you're going to have an attitude with me.
Well, I mean, maybe you just don't know the definition of a calm manner.
You see how you got to answer for everything, and nothing is getting solved. Ain't shit getting worked out.
All right, hold on, y'all. We got a new caller, y'all. Hold on 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Caller, what's happening? Who this? It's who? Who is this?
Hello.
Yeah, what's up?
I didn't know you clicked me in. Why do you do that?
You push one.
Oh,
so too late. You ain't here now.
No, I'm at work. I just wanted to listen. I did not push one, though.
Somebody on your end pushing one. What's going on?
Not much at work.
Did you get that proposal yet?
No. I ain't rushing it. I love We Live Apart, so that's cool for now.
What? That ain't what you said. You just told me you was looking forward to it.
I am, but that don't mean I'm looking forward to walking down the aisle. I just want that rock.
Okay, I don't mean to interrupt y'all, but y'all are like two of the rudest motherfuckers that ever came across the show. What the hell y'all talking about?
And who is this?
What show did you call? That's Petty, dog.
What?
She getting married.
Quit saying that.
She wants to get married.
Well, hello, Patty. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. So you're about to get married, huh?
No, I didn't say that. We just discussed it.
So y'all discussed it. Well, what's holding you up, if I may ask? I mean, it is a talk show, so.
I don't know. It's just nice to be in a relationship but live in two different houses.
So you don't want the full commitment. You just cool with where y'all at now.
Of course I do, but just.
Did you tell him that?
In so many words.
Well, here we go. So many words, huh? Just not the right one.
I just want blunt with it. That's all.
So you beat the. Did he buy the ring yet?
No, exactly. So. But now he didn't,
so. Why, how you know he ain't bought it? What if he come popping up to you tomorrow?
Well, you're right, I don't know. I mean, he asked me what would I say all the time. Well, I ain't going to say all the time. you know, a few times. But I ain't seen none, so.
So what if he pop up with the ring? You going to say y'all still need to stay apart?
No, I said, yeah, we just going to rush going down the aisle. That's all.
Y'all not going to rush it?
No.
So how long you think y'all, how long you think, how much time you need?
Maybe a year, year and a half, up to 2 years.
How long y'all been together?
3 years.
3 years?
Yep.
So you pretty much got the 5 year plan.
I guess you can say that, yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I mean, hey, if that's what you want to take your time, you want to take your time. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But I just make sure he know it, because I hate to see that man get.
I would never do that. I ain't gonna do that.
Man,
but it's
some,
just
some,
you know.
I mean, gets like
I mean,
after you break the heart.
He do know that I'm your first love, right?
Oh,
look
my God.
Look at you. What's he looking at? Oh.
You ain't told him yet?
You're a mess.
I'm not going to even touch that one.
Right, let it go.
I'm just playing. You still my buddy, though.
Of course, always. That'll never change. And he knows that, but
I know pretty much how that's going to go.
Say that again.
No, I was just saying I could pretty much see how Father Time's house going to go when the show's over.
Hey, bitch, come here. Got your motherfucking man. Come here.
That's going to be Mother Nature talking.
That's a good one.
No, it don't get out like that.
No,
she knows his friend. We have been friends for a long time.
Yeah, very long time.
Okay, but I mean, would you have been comfortable if Father Time was around you?
Say it again.
Would you guys feel comfortable if Father Time was around you?
Well, why wouldn't he? He's very secure.
I mean, that's all I'm asking. I'm asking that. That's all. That's cool.
He shouldn't feel threatened by me.
Right.
You know.
I guess he shouldn't.
But nah, we got a friendship that nobody can break. Even my kid's daddy couldn't do that, so.
You and Father Time?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel you. I understand.
Talk to the man. I don't know. Do you disagree? Yeah.
No,
me?
I don't disagree.
Yeah.
You talking to me or him?
I'm talking to him.
Oh.
No, I don't disagree.
Okay. Oh, okay.
No,
say,
shit,
let
I
me
mean,
know
go way
if
back.
You know something different. Yeah.
You know, my wife wouldn't feel threatened by you. Just like, you know.
I hope not. I hope
your
not.
Husband or soon-to-be husband, he shouldn't feel threatened by me.
Right. I tried to tell
him his
daddy that, but he
wasn't
feeling it.
Well, we
wouldn't
talk about him.
Hold up! What is this shit? He ain't on the team. He ain't even a fucking uniform.
Ain't he on the team?
No,
what?
Not the baby daddy. That motherfucker got issues. He got some serious ass issues.
I know. I told him that.
You know what I mean? Hey, do the new dude know about the baby daddy?
Oh, yeah. He's ran into that problem.
What? Hold on. You asked, do the new guy know about the baby daddy?
The issues that motherfucker got. That motherfucker got issues.
I'm about to say, well, damn, I'm about to say.
Yes, you know. He ran into the stalking issue. Had to have a ex parte put out. Trying to kick in my door and all that. A restraining order.
On your baby daddy?
Yes, sir.
See, that's what happened. So you gave him an A game, you should have gave him a C game.
Whatever that means.
I'm just saying. That's why the motherfucker trying to kick down your door.
I can't believe you set me up and had me on live. I didn't press one.
Yes, you did. I'm telling you.
I did
my
not.
My screen says you pushed one.
Your screen
lied. My screen says
you
pushed one.
Your screen lied.
Oh, my bad.
Like you ain't
never
done me like that before. Mm-hmm.
No, that's not true. I'm telling you. Hey, dog, is you up?
Yeah.
Don't her number say got the one back. I'm telling you, you push one. You want to join the conversation.
I did not.
Tell us all about your baby daddy and your future marriage. You know what I mean? Hey, I need an invite though. I do get an invite. Can I get an invite?
Yeah, I'll come down. You will.
I'll come down.
I like how you played me, but I saw on Facebook you told everybody that. Y'all just having a little small ceremony or whatever.
It was.
I believe I saw the pictures. It looked nice, though. Pretty colors.
Don't feel bad. Don't feel bad, baby. I ain't get invited either.
I know.
I told y'all it was very, very small. Like 10 people. And that was it. That's all.
Well, it looked nice.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. How's your grandmama?
She's doing good.
Oh, good. Tell her I said
without power. I will. She was without power for a couple of days from some storm they had over in Illinois, but she's cool.
Okay. There we go. Talk radio, hey. Y'all. We can't be sitting here reminiscing.
Say that
we got to get back on topic. I said we can't be sitting up here reminiscing. We got to get back on topic.
Right. I was just trying to listen. Got the kids at my job trying to get all in on the conversation.
Did your baby daddy go to jail?
No. He lives in Memphis now, so I don't have no problems out of him no more.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, ladies and restraining orders, you know, y'all get that kind of confused. You know, it says 300 feet. He's standing 299, like you counted him.
Oh no!
I can call the police.
He knew, but see, I had to do that just to keep my dude from killing him, because that's where it was going to. So,
hey, would y'all like to have a personal finish this conversation out?
Say it again.
Nothing. Never mind. Go ahead.
Oh, I ain't tripping.
Nah, I'm just saying, I mean, you know, y'all, he might be listening. He might get upset about this.
Cool. Either one of them, if they listen, I don't care. What they going to do to me?
I have no idea.
Don't be calling the show next week talking about you had to get another restraining order.
No.
Because of some shit you said on the show.
No. I ain't worried about that.
I thought he'd be standing in front of the judge.
Yes, they deserve to die. I hope they burn in hell.
Anyway, what's our topic for tonight? Because I know it wasn't me, so.
I guess it's restraining orders.
Crazy baby daddy.
Right. No, we're talking about we touched on abusive relationship. You ever been in an abusive relationship?
I thank the Lord I've never been in that situation. Not physically, maybe, you know. Verbally, or we argue, but no, never.
Verbally is the same thing as
abusive.
Well, I said not physically. I said not physically.
So I'm assuming he got crazy after you left him.
Like, is that? No. I mean, no, he was crazy before we was together, but I don't play. I don't play that. Don't put your hands on me. Because I'll shoot you, stab you, whatever. Don't play.
Let me ask you a question. If you knew he was crazy before, why'd you get with him? If you already knew he was crazy.
Well, crazy didn't really, like, you know how you see signs, but it don't hit you upside your head until after kid number two or number three. Then you realize, I was tripping. So that's how it went.
You just ignored the signs. The signs were there. You just ignored them.
Yeah, like most people do. Men and women do.
Oh, okay.
Don't ignore the signs that we just decided to leave and we wrong for that.
Yeah, that's what.
Oh, motherfucker, I got your first two signs. That was enough.
No.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, women are just as crazy as men. There's some crazy-ass women out there, too.
And that's
true.
Just men.
That's true.
That's the guy's honest truth.
That is true.
Damn right. Women beating on the men. I can't be in no abusive relationship.
But my thing is, I don't believe nobody should put up with nothing. And I think that's part of my problem. Because I don't know. It's hard for me to put up with stuff. I guess that's how I see it. I know there are some things you have to put up with, you know what I mean, being in a relationship. It's hard for me to put up with shit. I'm being honest. It's just so many times you could do things to me before I'm just like, oh, I'm out of here. Some people don't understand that.
Let me ask you a question. Now, both of y'all said, you and Petty both said y'all don't put up with shit. What is putting up with shit? What's your definition of putting up with shit? I think your definition
guess,
is different than mine.
I mean, it could be a lot of different things.
Like what?
Me personally, I don't do the physical. No, you're not going to put your hands on me. Like I said, we argued a lot. But
you
as far
put
as.
Put your hands on him?
I ain't going to lie, I might have smacked him a time or two.
Out your goddamn mind. You mean you think you're going to put your hands on me and I can't put my hands on you back?
Well, I mean, what can I say? He deserves it at that moment.
Yeah, okay.
He deserved it at that moment.
Yeah.
So what if he said the same thing to you? Well, you deserve that. You deserve that at that moment.
Well, let me put it
right.
Like this. I felt threatened like he was going to put his hands on me. So I ain't going to say I defended myself because I overreacted. But I reacted in a way that I felt I needed to at that time.
Yeah, but you can't fault him if he hit you back because you hit
and
him
I would,
first.
And I wouldn't have. But the thing about that is when you do, then you got to deal with the consequences. If you back me into a corner, of course I'm going to react. And that's how I went down.
Well, in immortal words of my man,
she.
That's what
well,
they had me.
And that's why we no longer together, so it wasn't working.
Yeah, but you know what though, that's the problem. That's the problem right there. Women
what?
Think that they could just slap you. And they don't expect they should get slapped back. Because first of all,
see, I didn't say that. I did not say
I would have slapped you if
I
you would have did
not
that.
Say that. I did not say that.
Yes, you did.
I said if he had, I can't blame him for doing it. I said all the time.
I say that all the time, that women think that, you know, they can put their hands on a man, he ain't going to do nothing. So I disagree with that. I didn't say that. But no, I just said you got to deal with the consequences of what come after. That's all.
Why do I got to deal with your consequences when you hit me first?
Why you
got to deal with my consequences.
Wait. Why put me in a situation where I got to hit you? Okay, let me ask you this. If I'm backing up to a corner saying what I'm going to do to you, how are you going to react?
Well, I'm not going to hit you unless you hit me.
And then tell you, like, put your goddamn hands on me.
No, well, I felt I had to get out that corner, so that was my way of getting out, putting my hands on me.
So he backs you into a corner. You in the corner and you hit him to get out of the corner. Now one time did he, while you were in that corner, he never ever hit you while you were in that corner, but you felt you had to hit him to get out of the corner.
Correct.
Maybe he just wanted to talk to you.
And maybe he did. Maybe he did, but that ain't the way you talk to people.
Well, you know, I know you personally, and, you know, you don't listen all the time.
And then
so maybe he felt, in order for you to listen, he got to put you up in the corner.
No. And if that's the case, then that's why we're not. But see, we didn't work together. Because me and my dude don't have that problem. We don't do all that arguing. We talk. We can disagree, but we talk.
That's just like a woman, man. It's always his fault. It was his fault. Y'all couldn't talk.
No. I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
That wouldn't sound like to me.
I said we didn't work out. That's why we didn't work out.
She said they did not work together. That meant that the ship went both ways.
But it was his fault that they didn't work together.
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did.
I didn't say
that
it was Bonnie's fault. I said that we didn't work out. We were not a match. We tried it.
Why?
Because we had kids.
Okay.
But it didn't.
Okay, let me ask you one more question.
I'm listening.
Why y'all didn't work out?
We just didn't get along. We had two different views. My life was going one way and his was going the other. And it was never a path where we were going to meet, so we had to separate.
Because he didn't want to come to your path.
No, I didn't say that.
Well, and it's her life. It's her life. She got one life to live. She ain't got to deal with shit.
Oh, shut the hell up.
But you're missing the point.
Amen.
You're missing the point.
You should have said them. You there? You go with this old always talking this shit.
I would say the same thing to a man as I say to a woman. I'm so tired of people talking about that. Putting up with this.
Did you just
putting up with this? Everybody always putting up with each other.
Hey. Now you lying, because you just heard what that girl said. I mean, not girl, that lady. You just heard what that lady said. She smacked him. And you sit there telling him, man, go on. Man, y'all better go. I'm through for the night. By the time it's over.
I thought that was considered intimidation. He had her hand into a corner. And maybe that was her reflexes. You can hear his whole voice. Ain't nobody bagging this girl in no corner. Shit, he sound like she whipped a motherfucker's ass on the drop of a dime. Well, I don't know. I'm just saying, I don't know why anybody puts up with anything. Oh, Lord. Yeah, hush.
You a mess.
This has been kind of heated tonight.
All right.
This is what you call a spirited debate.
I'm going to bed. It's after 11 o'clock.
Oh, fuck this boy, hey, I tell you.
The show ends when we end it.
This is Janae at Fair City Radio.
What time does it mean?
How in the hell is she going to come late and leave early? It's hard working with David Ruffin. I tell you, it's hard working with David.
Oh, I know. I know. Mia doesn't be wanting to say this. Bitch, shut the fuck up. Oh, I feel bad in that, though.
Yeah.
Thank y'all. I really had a good time.
Oh man, before we get up out of here, man, I gotta send all the shots out to Lady Hectic, whoever you is. Nice picks. All right. That's my shout out for the day. My shout out go to Lady Hectic. Did you see those picks?
Yeah, I've seen them.
Mama, 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 mama.
Hey.
They were eye-opening.
Hey, only in Sin City, baby. You know, hey, we actually got called a porn site.
Oh, wow. Well, if y'all
with Lady Hectic, I'm not surprised.
If y'all alone, that's porn site.
What did you call it?
What did
you call it? I just got some
feedback that was like. I said, it's just for y'all alone, then. Oh, you got one? You got a physical get out?
Hey, ain't nothing off limits in our site. Our site is open.
I mean, like I said, it's not the fact that we're a porn site. We're uncensored. I mean, if you feel like you want to be a spirit on there, then by all means, be a free spirit. I mean, we're not stopping you. It's called Fan City. Y'all, we all grown. I mean, if you feel like this is what you want to post, by all means, post it. We're not stopping you. We don't stop no men. We don't stop no women. You want to post it, post it. I mean, if our site don't fit you, then don't join it. Shit. Period, point blank.
Well, who called us a porn site?
And I don't know who the fuck that bitch was.
Somebody sent you an email or something?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hey, it ain't for everybody.
Yeah, well.
So it says grown and sexy on there. Everybody ain't grown and sexy.
I told her it's a lot of dicks on there. Find one to suck it and leave me the fuck alone.
Hey, I mean, she can go get my man. That motherfucker's pick. She can ride his pick. You should have sent it to her.
Who was that?
You know, dude with busting a nut on the picture. Should have sent him his pick.
You know what? I should have.
Yeah. Like, there you go. This is what we all about.
Fuck you, bitch. You ain't read not one. And the part that got me is that I'm pretty sure because she's an illiterate bitch. The bitch didn't read not one blog. You know what I'm saying? Didn't listen to one chronicle. You know what I'm saying? Did all? You know, retarded people only go look at the pictures because they can't read.
What happened? Did
that's what Mike says. Poetry on there. Some good
what?
Shit on there, man.
What
and everybody ain't naked.
Nah.
Well, I'm going to say goodnight to y'all. I got to go back to work.
All right.
Keep your hands off.
All right,
keep your hands off.
Say that again.
I'll say keep your hands off people.
I ain't like that no more. I can't catch a case. So I just jeopardize my job. So I'm good.
Hey, we doing the same thing tomorrow night. Tell your sisters I'm to call in too. They ain't doing shit.
You ain't lying about that, but I will.
All right, yeah, tell them to call.
What time y'all start?
8:30 Central Standard Time. I don't know what time it is where you at.
Same time where you at?
Right.
Okay. Well, right. We start at 8:30.
Okay.
All right. Later. Yeah, but back to the.
What are y'all talking about?
No, somebody said that we had nothing but a porn site. Our site was nothing but a porn site. And my thing is, like I told her, it's for the grown. I mean, if you, you know, not one point in time did you, I'm pretty sure, like I said, the bitch was probably illiterate. Bitch can't read. You know what I'm saying? So what do people who can't read, what the first thing they do? Go look at the pictures.
Mm.
You know,
if she posted something on there or something?
No, I was on another site. I was on another site, and you know, I was trying to, I was promoting the site, and evidently she must have went to the site. Then she came back to the other site, like, you have nothing but a porn site, and I'm like, okay, well, it's not a porn site. I mean, yes, it's uncensored, it's freedom of speech. I mean, you can say and do what you want. You know, not like a. You didn't read none of the poetry. You didn't read a blog. You know what I'm saying? You didn't listen to a chronicle. You didn't look at shit. All you did is went down and looked straight at the picture. So pretty much, like I said, the bitch probably illiterate, can't read. So most illiterate motherfuckers that can't read just look at pictures.
Well, fuck it, man.
I'm
everybody ain't naked on there.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
Like I said,
I don't know,
because
y'all I ain't seen no naked pictures of y'all yet. Ain't that it?
This is that damn class.
And you're not gonna, goddamn it. That's what that is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, only my wife see me naked. But we still ain't a porn site. I'll take offense to that.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, there's some very, very deep poetry on there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? People take time to read it. I mean, come on, what porn site got poetry on it? You know what I'm saying? Let's be realistic.
Yeah. Evidently, y'all.
And probably wouldn't nobody want to fuck her ass no way, even if her ass was on a porn site.
Right.
Yeah. She one of those,
bam, bam.
Go to church on Sunday and fuck all week and then go to church.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
One of those. She probably a Facebook preacher.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And I can't stand them motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
And don't get
I'm not.
I just can't stand it.
I see you on Instagram video working. You on Facebook.
Thank God for waking me up. The Lord is blessing me. If you know the Lord giving you all these blessings, and I'm not, and Lord knows I am not the one to be preaching. But my whole, I can't stand when a motherfucker get on there, and I've seen this bitch praise hell, or the guy, he done gotten all type of shit and did all type of shit. Lord bless me for, I know not what I do. Yes, you do. You knew what the fuck you did. You ain't retarded.
I think, though, man, if you posting that kind of stuff, if you living that, you know what I'm saying, that church and God lifestyle, that's cool. Okay, if that's how you living, go for it. Post that. Post it all day long. But if you just going to church on Sunday and then you fucking up the rest of the week, I mean, that, you know, that's hypocritical to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hell, I go to church, but shit, I'm not on there posting about, you know, thank God for waking me up. It's everybody thank God for waking me up every day. I don't need you to tell me about it.
And I don't need to go to church to say it.
Exactly.
Or to know that if I'm being blessed, or I'm blessed. Shit, I'm blessed. I ain't been in church in a year. Shit.
I believe these motherfuckers do it, man. It's Jesus pictures all over the place.
Man,
come on, man.
I can't stand it. I really can't. Right? I like Sundays. I refuse to even look on that on Facebook on Sunday because it's just, oh, my God. It's like, man, it's these same people that you know. And they know they ain't right.
Hey, you know what I get tired of, man?
Wick.
I ain't gonna say no names, but y'all know who
Wick.
I'm talking about.
Wick.
Uh-uh.
I say his name.
Nope. Oh, not him. It's a female that used to call the show.
Mm-hmm.
But man, I've never seen a female with so many fucking guy problems. I mean, every day she posting about some dude, or she posting about some bitch that's hating on every. It's just depressing, man. It's depressing. She don't call the show no more, but goddamn.
Well, who is it?
Ooh, y'all read between the lines. Y'all know exactly who I'm talking about.
I know who you're talking about. Yeah, that's
not
me.
No, 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 not her. Not her.
I don't know who
this is. This is butter number two. This is, after we hang up, it's going to come to you.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Is you talking about
LaFonda? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't saying no names.
We all know about LaFonda.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is this motherfucker got man problems. Some serious man issues. I mean, come on, man. I've never met somebody just that fucking unhappy. Ain't happy about nothing. I mean, come on, shit. Live your life. Live your life.
Happy with herself.
Huh?
Happy with herself.
I
feel like a part of this.
The girl got some issues. She got some fucking issues. Some serious man. She need to talk to Dr. Phil or somebody for real.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, man, that should be depressing, man.
Yeah, I done seen a couple of them.
I don't see them no more, but oof, when I did, man. I mean, it was every day, man.
How about this you talking about weight loss?
She might be. I don't know. I mean, you know. Her and Waylo hooked up, right?
Yeah.
Man, it's depressing, man. She is a depressed. I even sent her a message, man, saying, damn, man, you just so unhappy. You're always depressed. All your posts is about some depressing shit. You know, don't you got kids? Focus on your kids instead of focusing on the man. You know what I mean?
Hey, man. Each his own. Oh, shit. I'm fucking with a crazy.
Well, I know if I was that unhappy, I would be focusing on my daughter. You know, because your kids are supposed to bring a smile to your face most of the time. You know what I mean? Just think about it. You could be in a fucked up ass mood, and you could think about some shit that your kid done years ago, and that should make you smile.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know, right about now, them little motherfuckers are making me smile.
Well, I'm saying, think about some shit from 3-4 years ago. You know, some stupid-ass shit that they did that make you smile. I ain't talking about wiping your face with the cum towel. I ain't talking about those kind of smiles.
Damn, dog. You got done like that.
No, Janine, she said
don't
it was her friend.
Me. Don't be saying
was,
me.
She said, quote, my friend, unquote, had their kids wiping their face with the cum towel, or, you know.
No, I did not say that.
That is
that's
not
what,
I said.
That's what I heard. I'm just saying.
Oh, my goodness. You're telling stories by me.
Lickstone, you heard what I heard, right?
don't put me in it.
did she or did she not say they was grabbing the cum towels? You remember that conversation, right?
Of course
no,
I do,
what?
But she didn't say it was her, and she didn't put the end quote
said,
on it.
I said, offend the man. I didn't say they was washing their face with the cum towels or nothing like that. I said she was having them come pick the towels up. You know how you get ready to wash? And she had the kids coming in her room picking up the cum towels. But, of course, they don't know they cum towels until they got older. You know, I guess that was her little payback or whatever. I don't know. Her little joke with the kids. I don't know.
God damn. That was a cool joke.
And they got older like, and you had us picking them towels up.
Oh, boy, I'd be like, you know what? I could never call my mama out her name, but I swear to God, she is in my head. Boy, I'd be like, no, this bitch is crazy. She
said, you imagine? Can you imagine when you get a certain age and it just pop in your head?
Motherfucker, come pal. Oh, Lord. And that wasn't even my daddy. Oh, no. I see that motherfucker when I'm grown. Hey, guys, hey. Bow! Motherfucker. Time I had to pick up some bitch.
You said that's a violation of your very childhood.
Yeah.
It's still bad, whoever it was.
Yeah.
Whoever it was.
See, that goes back to my point. That's the point I was trying to make. Think about that
what?
Shit. It'll bring a smile to your face.
I thought this shit was funny.
I don't know, man. I don't think that'll bring a smile to my face, thinking about me having to pick up a cum towel.
No, I'm talking about if you made your kids
about
do
just
it.
Me.
If you made
I'm pretty
the
sure
kids
she smiled about it too. Every time she thinks about it, I'm pretty sure every time she thinks about it, she crack a smile. Girl, I had them kids, girl, let me tell you. They laughing like a motherfucker about it.
Ain't no way you didn't do it. You didn't make kids pick up the compound, did you?
Who are you talking to me?
Yeah, you didn't make kids pick up the cum towel.
No, it wasn't me. For real, it was one of my friends.
Say her name. Quote, quote. Don't put her name on there. What's her name?
You know, you always want to call somebody's name out, boy.
Dude, we ain't about no we ain't no rappers. We ain't no subliminal messages on here. We ain't say his name.
Oh, my goodness. Oh my goodness!
Yeah, see that was the show that you missed, man. It was some crazy shit. Dildos falling out the couches in front of your friends.
Yeah.
All kinds of shit was going on, man. And once again, it was quote unquote her friend.
It was not me.
Got dildos falling out the couch.
Yes,
let me ask you a question, man. Well, you're going to move my mama. Hold on a second, Janine.
Okay.
You about to move my mama, right, dog?
Word.
I'll call you and say, man, I need you to help me move this couch out of my mama's house. You know, you come on through and shit. We rolling the couch on out the crib. And a dildo fall out that motherfucker, out the couch, just right out of the cushion. Dildo just fell, just you know, what would you think?
No, wait, that's not even the total story. And you pick it up because you holding the couch, so you thinking it's the leg of the couch that fell.
So you pick it up and you got the dildo in your hand for a second.
Oh, no. I got your mama dildo in my hand.
You know you'd be fighting every time you brought it up, it'd be a fight. You know that, right? Every time that story came up, it'd be, we fight like a motherfucker.
And then
he's the one to be mad. He's the one that's holding your mama's dildo in his hand. Fuck that. Yo, mama, hey, I look at her like a mother figure, so that's just nasty for me to have that in my hand. I'm going to put that couch down, and I'm walking out. I'm gone, dog. You can find somebody else. Bullshit.
Ain't no more help. Right.
Why the fuck you ain't have this couch cleaned out before I got here, man?
Right. That's going to be my motherfucking question.
Right.
Hey, dog, what? Yo, I mean, what am I going to do? I'm going to say, Mom, what is this? I mean, what can I say?
Like, Mama.
Yeah, Mom, your dildo there.
Should be off limits.
some things are off limits, and that's one of them. As soon as you bring it up, it's a fight.
And you know how we was back then. That's why a lot of fights and arguments occurred, because wasn't nothing off limits. But you know.
That's off limits.
Hey.
Don't be talking about my mama's dildo. That's off limits. That's taboo.
I guess I might have to knuckle up, because if you get to talking too much shit about me and you win in the jive session, oh, I got to bring out the big gun.
Well, just as soon as you say it, as soon as you fix your mouth to say it, how you say it balled up, because it's coming. It's going to be a two-piece coming right at you. Hope you're hungry.
I wouldn't say a word. I'd just go outside and start the lawnmower up. Like, look what I found, dog. And then run down the street.
That shit would be embarrassing, man. I'd be like, man, don't tell nobody.
Yeah, that would not be cool. I would have to pull you to the side, like, dog, you know what? This on some real shit. Don't bring that shit up. Don't bring that up
at all. I don't give a fuck if we're 70.
That's one you just cannot tell the rest of the homies, man.
Right. It's 2044. You remember what happened in 13, man? I helped you move your mama couch.
Ah.
That's 30 years ago, God. Motherfucker. You still bringing that shit up? Take your teeth out so we can fight.
Yeah, 30 years from now, we fight.
Y'all
that's just
the fight.
They done traumatized kids, no doubt. Kids probably look, what the fuck?
I know, man. Her friends is wild, man. Dildos falling out of couches. Kids washing their face with the cum towels. She playing in coffins.
You is just,
man,
what
the fuck is life? You got you. Between you and your friends? I mean, come on now. You playing in conference when you like six. They got the kids washing your face. I hear you.
I actually can admit that I have lived an interesting life.
Well, you got some stories for your grandkids.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, baby.
Let me tell you
a bedtime
story.
Hey, but you got that. You got the idea bedtime story. All right, guys. Let me tell you about that time when the FT that fall out of my fucking couch.
What you say, Grandma?
Just don't tell your mama I told you this.
You don't know what the deal though is, baby. Let me tell you what the deal though is.
Mm-hmm. But I can show it to
you. If you go pull one out from it, look. Right.
I got three or four of them right back in there.
This is what it is, baby. This right here. And now see this one, it got the balls on it. You got to cup the balls.
And I'll be like, Mom, what the hell are you doing?
Oh,
what the fuck y'all talking about?
No, it was never, don't let that shit be busy. Who got my fucking dad out? Who got my like the kids and stole it. I said, why would no fun steal your dad out?
Man, fuck that. You ain't going back over your grandma's house no more. You done. You ain't going back over there no more.
You know how kids are. I found the same thing in my mother's drawer the other day. She got one. Oh, she do. No, she do. That's because your daddy ain't doing shit. Your daddy ain't hitting it right.
Huh? Oh, my God.
Once again, you ain't going back over your grandma's house no more.
Well,
she's
off limits. Grandma said, you ain't hit it right. What that mean?
All right. That's why
mom. Man, I'll pull the call and call my mama. What you say?
Grandma said, that's why mom. And then they go get it. Grandma said, that's why mama got one of these things.
Yep, that's why grandma said, mama got this in the drawer. He run upstairs and get it.
Get it right.
Oh, where you buy that from?
Right, I'm calling at work. Hey, we need to talk when you get off.
Hell yeah.
Grandma said she needs some batteries, but that's how you come back up.
Always asking me to pick up these AA batteries when I'm at the store. What you need all these batteries
right.
for? What's going on around here?
And then we shall pass the remote controls in northwest motherfucking Indiana.
Right. We ain't even got that many remote controls. Pick up the 20 pack. What kind of is?
All right, y'all. Let's get on out of here before they cut us off.
Yeah, I'm surprised everybody's going this long.
Right. All right. Mm. Then
oh, you said me?
Yes, I did. Which is just giving them kids a cum towel ass.
That wasn't me. But anyway, I had so much fun tonight. You guys were so great. It was a wonderful show. I really enjoyed myself. And I'll be here tomorrow, and I'll be on time.
That's what David say every time. All right, nigga, so what's your defiant ass?
I love Sin City Radio. Y'all silly ass people. Y'all make my Tuesday and Wednesday night so much fun. I appreciate it so much. I'll be back tomorrow night.
That's what's up.
What's up? What up, though?
SinCityRadio.net, y'all. Hey, I got Man of Steel playing on the site, so if y'all ain't seen it yet, go check it out. It's a good copy.
All right. And we're going to try to – well, you know what? Look here. All I can tell y'all is, I mean, we try to recruit as many people as possible to get on the site. I mean – I'm sorry if y'all see more pussy than dicks, but hey, we try to recruit everybody, so let's keep recruiting, fellas, ladies. Let's get out there. Let's get the job done. SinCity.net, SinCityRadio.net.
Hey, whoa! Thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet.
Yeah, especially if it's that one bitch that said we had a porn site.
Well, yeah, that reminds me, I have some new pictures.
Well,
time to.
Please post them for her illiterate ass.
Oh,
like a dick really is offended her. No big dicks don't scare you because you've been a hoe too long, bitch. And we're out.
Oh, my goodness.